Steely, last name is STEELY, first name Marjorie, MARJORIE, 10-31-59, today's 5-2. Chief complaint, knee pain left side, knee swelling left side, leg swelling left side. I have a history of heart disease, history of fatty liver. I had a cardiac bypass 4 years ago. They told me I need to recheck my heart. I'm sorry, I need to recheck my carotid. Next one was history of high cholesterol. Next one was history of congestive heart failure. Our patient is a 63-year-old woman, lives in Conroe in a mobile home. She is separated from her husband for a year. She used to decorate cakes for Walmart. Okay, she used to work for Walmart. She lives in a motorhome. She stepped off the motorhome in a funny way, and she felt like at that time she may have pulled something in her knee, period. Knee paragraph. She also has a history of heart problems, congestive heart failure, morbid obesity. She's never been told she has sleep apnea. She had recent echocardiogram done, which she tells me was within normal limits. Patient father had a history of heart failure as well, period. Knee paragraph. Also, she was told that she had carotid stenosis 4 years ago that needed to be rechecked. Period. Family history, coronary artery disease, CHF, in father, mom died of suicide, COVID immunization, none, medication, fish oil, Coreg, 25 BID, vitamins, atrovastin, 40 milligram once a day, Lasix, 40 milligram once a day, potassium, 20 milligram equivalent once a day, aspirin, 81 milligram a day, Zantac, 300 once a day, Xarelto, 20 milligram a day, and Allegra PRN. She has no history of atrial fibrillation, but she has had heart problems, she tells me. And again, is under care of a cardiologist. Allergy, none. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, separated, works at Walmart now, used to decorate cakes, she can't do that anymore, she used to stand up a lot, she still does a lot of standing up. Surgery, hysterectomy complete, and a pacemaker, bypass in 2019. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, congestive heart failure. Patient's allowed to work in no distress. She weighs 303 pounds. Oh, by the way, review of system as above, 97%, 98.5, 16, 68, 146 over 76. Heart positive, positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rise, lower extremity shows pedal edema, left greater than right. There's also tenderness over the knee on the left side. Neurological non-focal. Number one, as far as her knee is concerned, x-ray of the knee shows no fracture. Number two, we'll treat with Mobic gingerly, G-I-N-G-E-R-L-Y. Patient knows to look for swelling, especially in the first of heart failure. And on Xarelto, just for the next 7 days. Next number, Tylenol with extra strength Tylenol also. Next number's echocardiogram was not done, and cardiac workup has been done in the past. This was not repeated. On the exam, put down heart positive, some positives too, with few ectopics. Then come back down. Because of the swelling in the knee, we ruled out DVT and PVD. Next number, cannot rule out sleep apnea. Again, cardiologist should address that, and she will talk to him. Next number, she does have a 1.4 by 1.1 centimeter Baker cyst on the left side. Next one is DJD. Next one is morbid obesity. Next one is fatty liver. Next one is coronary artery disease. Next one is congestive heart failure compensated. Next number is echocardiogram was not done. Next one is carotid ultrasound shows evidence of calcification with no hemodynamically unstable lesion. Next one is because of hypertension, we looked at her kidney. Next one is because of nausea, we looked at her abdomen. Gallbladder within normal limits, slightly contracted, liver fatty, which she's had in the past. Check blood work regarding the fatty liver. Next one is kidneys appear normal. Next one is spleen appears normal. Next one is no sign of aortic aneurysm noted. Next one is check blood work. Next one is Mobic given only for a few days. Next one is look for swelling, exacerbation of heart failure. Next one is follow up with cardiologists regarding possible sleep apnea. Thank you.